Welcome to Busch League Sports. Today we've got episode 12 for you guys. We've got some NBA, MLB, and NFL talk, the full sports trifecta, plus some great segments to top it off. Let's rock and roll.
We know you were expecting a Clemson interview today. Unfortunately, we had a little issue with the scheduling. So
a bit of a complication.
So now we're going this Sunday, so it'll be on next week's episode. You'll see at least one of those interviews. So, yeah. So how was your weekend? You're hearing this a day late. So do you want to explain why?
I have four less teeth than the last time I recorded. And no, they're not my front teeth or the ones next to my front teeth. They're my wisdom teeth. They're gone. I've got some puffy cheeks. But I can still communicate clearly.
A little chipmunk over there.
Yep. Nope, not me. Mac, nah. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Good weekend. Jake?
Gosh. Don't
I'm trying to remember what I did
don't
this
tell
weekend.
Us too much, Mac.
What did we? I worked on Sunday. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Oh, I stopped by your work.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, we watched some youth baseball together. Yeah. It was really hot.
Yeah, it was extremely hot. Not fun.
It's been a long time since I thought of a umbrella as like a device to protect one from the heat.
Yeah, so I was sitting behind home plate, you know, doing my scoring like I usually do, just professional score. And that Sut told me he was coming by. I was like, please bring an umbrella. And he questioned it.
I was kind of like, I looked outside and it was perfectly sunny.
He's like,
not
oh my gosh,
what is
this guy? Who is this loser? And then he got there. I was like, you bring umbrella. He brought it and it was clutch.
Yeah, umbrellas are great for sun protection. I didn't get burnt. I was also only there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I was there for 8-ish.
That's impressive.
Yep, thanks. All right, going to jump into a little sports. We got some NBA. So last week sometime, I think it was the day we released the episode, so we didn't talk about it, but Bleacher Report released their all-time NBA top 50 players. So it starts off by saying a total of 4,300.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
We'll wait.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Might be one more. I'm good.
All right. So it starts off saying a total of 4,300 players have appeared in at least one NBA game. How can anyone whittle that number down to 50?
Well, they tried.
They did, and they didn't do a great job.
They sucked. It was a terrible list.
Just not good.
Initial thoughts, Jake, on the list. Just first look, what'd you think?
I don't know. I mean, the first one that jumps out to me is obviously Kobe. I think he's at 14 or 16, if I remember, 13 maybe. But mm-hmm. Steph is at 10. So just having Steph above Kobe does not make any sense. I guess, do you want to start at one? We can work our way up.
Sure. Obviously, they have to answer the so often question, LeBron or Jordan. And they went with Jordan, which I guess right now is kind of the safe pick here.
I agree with that.
Like, you're going to offend a lot more people if you take LeBron at one, just because his career is also not over. So, I think it's fair to put Jordan at one as of now, even though I think LeBron's better than him.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not gonna get in a big argument over that. There's much more wrong with this list, in my opinion.
Yeah,
than
I
top.
Mean, I think...
Thank you.
I think that's a very fair debate between the two of them. Mm-hmm. It's not...
It's really close.
It's not clear-cut, so I think... Giving it to Michael just because he's done with his career for now is fine, I think.
Yeah, that I didn't care about that. At three, they went straight to Kareem. I mean, he scored so many points.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, just the MVPs he won, he scored so many points. Like,
I mean, he also, out of his 20 NBA seasons, he won 19. He went to the All-Star game 19 times.
Like, that's just straight domination.
15 All-NBA selections.
Even though he played people who probably could, like, would work at Walmart now.
Yeah.
Ha!
Got him.
Burn.
Stupid.
Four, you got Magic Johnson.
Who's the best point guard of all time?
Mm-hmm.
So
can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm. And then Larry Bird right behind him at five.
Fair.
Fair enough.
Shaq coming in at six.
That's a big boy.
I think it's still a little. I think it's a little high for him, personally.
I don't know. Shaq was just so dominant when he was at his best. Like, and it's also weird too because we see him in just such a different light now because he's just like an entertainer. Like,
that's true.
It's a little. I think it's legit.
He's got beef with Damian Lillard too. That's pretty good.
We're getting into that. If you read the script, that's next on our list.
What were we talking about him? So it could have been a good transition.
You have your shotgun transitions.
Yeah.
Who has shotgun humor? Were we talking about that? Oh, no, I was talking about somebody else. Sorry. I have so many friends. Hard to keep up. That's a cry for help.
Wow.
Okay.
Study has no friends.
That's a cry for help.
All right. Let's. I think most of the list, let's start getting to some of the...
The controversies?
Yeah.
So you see Curry at 10. Bleacher Report in their description starts off with 10 years into his career, Steph Curry already has an argument as the best point guard in NBA history.
Which I don't think you can even compare him to Magic Johnson.
Erroneous.
What?
It's a big boy word that you wouldn't know.
I also don't know what you're talking about.
Again, it's a big boy
word. No, I know what erroneous means. It just didn't really fit.
Yeah, it does.
Saying it out of context like that. Okay. I mean, I think he's changed the game so much in a similar way that Magic, in a different way, but like they both changed the way the game a ton. I'm sorry. Magic with his like flashy passing, and then Curry just obviously pulling from anywhere and everywhere. They definitely both like affected the game a lot. Mm-hmm. Curry also doesn't have any finals MVPs, hasn't won the championships Magic did. There's a reason why he's still number two.
Yeah. No, I think it's... Curry's definitely a little high.
Yeah. I mean, ahead of Kobe at 14, too.
Yeah, it's more the people that's ahead of him than it is high, I guess. But Kobe at 14 is definitely low for him.
That's very disrespectful.
Where do you place him? I think I'm right in the 8-9 mark.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's top 10. There's no way he's not top 10.
So they described it, they said, at the heart of Kobe's legacy is an unrelenting competitiveness, but it's his longevity that pushed him up to number 14.
That pushed him up to 14.
Which they make it sound like he's like still too high for them.
Yeah, it's almost like they're reaching to put him at 14, which is, imagine if they didn't reach and they put him at like 20.
And then Kevin Durant comes in right behind him at 15. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's fair. KD's really stinking good. KD's the second best player in the NBA right now.
I think it's kind of hard for us to judge, like, judging these rankings that they put out because we didn't see some of these players play.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, maybe they didn't see some of these players play because they watch the old, they don't watch the new, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think everyone who watched the old still watches doing these rankings.
I don't know.
But it is hard to compare them, though. Just different eras, different styles of play.
Mm-hmm.
One I thought that was kind of weird was Dwayne Wade ahead of Julius Irving. So, like, I haven't even watched, like, that much Julius Irving, really. But, like, just off of what I know about their game and stuff, like, Julius Irving seems like he would be significantly ahead of D-Wade in this.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Like, it's just, that's one that just threw me off, just looking at it.
I don't know, I always thought of D-Wade as, like, Cal Naughton Jr. from Talladega Nights, of how he always got foreshadowed by LeBron. Even though he did have his own team, was pretty good with that, I don't see him as like leading the team and being
in chief. He never led them to the finals without LeBron. It was all with LeBron. I mean, he was still good, but the team was never as good.
One thing that threw me off a little bit too was Chris Paul over John Stockton.
Yeah.
I love me a good white point guard, you know?
I don't like that pick either.
So Johnny Stockton, like I just feel like he would be a little higher on that.
Yeah.
All in all, it was a very controversial list. There's a lot of nitpicks that you can argue.
But
it's also really hard to make a list.
Yeah.
You tried, Bleacher Report. You tried.
Tried your best. Moving on to another list that was released earlier today by ESPN, we've got the NBA Power Rankings for this upcoming 2019-2020 season.
Ooh, lay it on me.
So, in order 1 through 10, we've got Clippers.
Dang it. I wanted you to do 10 through 1 to build suspense. But you've already given it up, so it's okay.
Clippers, Bucks, 76ers, Lakers, Rockets, Nuggets, Jazz, Warriors, Celtics, Trailblazers. So if you want to see that, it's on ESPN's post.
I've got it pulled up right here.
Just the NBA Power Rankings. They call it training camp edition, but just preseason.
Yeah. I mean, the Clippers being one, that's fair. I mean, even though I like the Lakers team better, and I think that the Lakers at 4, that'll like... I don't think these rankings are far from over, but they're also preseason rankings. The Clippers are really loaded.
I don't like the 76ers at 3.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I don't think they're that good, and plus they lost Jimmy Butler, and they choke anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Do you think Ben Simmons will have a jumper this year?
We don't know.
I don't think so, no.
You don't think?
No.
His form still looks really bad. They're just going in.
I mean, every year they're going to say they fixed it, and it's going to be the same, but...
I mean, you can just tell straight off the video, like, it looks like he's shooting it right-handed until the last second. He just kind of, like, sideways, like, throws it with his left, like...
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like, I'm trying to give you a little baseball comparison. It'd be like someone swinging a baseball bat like a golf swing or something, and it's like, okay, until you fix that, like, it's not...
I understand.
It's not going to get any better.
Was he a number one overall pick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get how you can, like, work that hard and, you know, work out every day and, like, never shoot a three or, like, not get in, like, a shooting motion of it. Like, if you're in the lab that much, like, you're going to pull a three every once in a while if you're, like, a big man, you know?
But he doesn't even strike me as a true big man either.
No, he's a point guard.
Yeah.
He plays a
point guard. Now he is.
He's always been a point guard.
He's 6'7".
He's 6'10", and he's always been a point guard. In high school, he's a point guard.
It's more just, I mean, he's not a true big man, but, like, just the fact that he can't shoot a three.
Yeah, it's more the fact that he didn't even try. Like, he doesn't even attempt them.
How many attempts did he have last year?
Zero, like, maybe three. Or something?
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't made one in his career.
No, I know that for a fact.
Which is pathetic.
Let me get his stats.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Shaq has made a three in his career. Fact check on that.
One thing that I thought was a little low was Rockets at five. I like them more at the three or four spot.
They should replace the 76ers.
I think if I had to redo it, I'd go Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, Rockets, Sixers probably.
Shaq made a three in his career.
How many?
Shaq was 1 of 22 in his career. So Shaq has made more threes than Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, that's pathetic.
All right, I'm trying to get stats pulled up.
They have the Rockets at five, so that shows that they do kind of believe in the James Harden, Chris Paul, or James Harden, Russell Westbrook, I'm sorry, backcourt.
I mean, you gotta, even if you think it's going to be a little conflict, still just the two of them is...
The star power, right. It's ridiculous. The Jazz at seven.
Yeah, I thought that was a little high. A
lot of faith in Donovan Mitchell right there.
They said the Nuggets at seven. I think the Nuggets are going to make a run this year.
The Nuggets are at six.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, they respected the Nuggets.
All right, so, yeah, he's never made a three. He's averaging 0.1 three-point shot a game. I don't know how you want it. I can't see how many he's actually shooting.
He shoots one every 10 games.
Yeah. So that's averaging about eight.
Yeah, he went to Fordham camp. I've been to Yale before.
Yeah, we're smart.
Yeah, what have you done, Jake? Nothing. That's right. Nothing.
Waste.
Yeah, all right.
Started a podcast.
Yeah. Boom.
Okay.
Actually, I'm watching a video of him make a three, and looks like one of the Lifetime gyms. And
I made one. I promise. It happened.
He pulls up from deep. It's ugly, but it goes in.
We all know everyone makes shots in that Lifetime gym, though.
That is true.
And Melo.
I can dunk. I did it. I didn't get on video.
Yeah, we've all done that. What do you think about the worst team? They have the Hornets as the worst team in the league. Miles Bridges is their best player.
I'm only looking at the top 10, so I can't see the rest.
Who's second?
Knicks. The worst three are the Suns, Knicks, and Hornets.
Honestly, the Knicks, everyone made fun of them for like their offseason like moves. But
blunder, lack of moves.
Julius Randle, Dennis Smith, and Barrett, RJ?
I don't think they're that bad. I don't think they're
be
good.
They're as bad as people made it out to be.
I mean, they... It's just more of New York has such high expectations.
Yeah.
And it's just playing in the toughest market, and they're just not even close to meeting it. So that's where they get the extra criticism. One of my best friends, Colin Sexton, in Cleveland, it's going to be exciting to see what happens with him and Darius Garland this year, just because they're such similar players in the backcourt, see how much they play. I also put out a poll on my Snapchat earlier. I had somebody who's going to remain anonymous here. Somebody tell me that Grayson Allen was not a hated player in the basketball world.
Who?
Grayson Allen.
Oh, okay.
That was shut down very fast, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
Is Grayson Allen a hated basketball player?
With other players, I think he's hated. I don't necessarily personally hate him.
I know. In general, is he hated?
Yeah, probably. I'd say yes.
Okay, Mac? Do you hate Grayson Allen?
I mean, not personally. Not really.
I kind of just have, like, I don't hate him. I don't.
He's not a big enough star where people know to hate him for what he's done. At Duke, yes.
I just think the tripping thing doesn't make me hate him. It's just, like, idiot.
It's
like,
more, yeah, it's more just dumb. Acknowledging that he's hated.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say maybe. Talking about hate, we've got some diss tracks that came out. I don't know, it's not real hate, but Mac, you mentioned earlier the Shaq and Dame diss tracks.
Yeah, I guess Shaq, Badmouth, Damian Lillard. And Damian Lillard is a rapper in the making, and he wrote a couple of lyrics about Shaq. So they're pretty interesting, pretty funny. Do you have any other lines? I can't think of any.
Yeah, Shaq basically said, he was like, you'll never be Westbrook, you'll never be Curry. Like, he just made some disses, basically was like, you suck. Shaq is
terrible at rapping, too.
Yeah, Shaq is not good. It kind of started, Dame said he was just, people don't know Shaq as a rapper, that he's just more of an entertainer, which is true. Like, they don't, when they think of Shaq, they don't think of rapper, which
is
100% fair. Yeah. And Shaq kind of took offense to that, where, like, basically people think of Dame more as a rapper than Shaq, which I 100% agree with. And then I think Shaq lost the rap battle, too.
My favorite line was, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
My favorite line was Kobe won you them rings.
And then later he said Dwayne Wade won him the ring in Miami, too.
He says even Miami won that on the strength of Flash.
Ooh, bars.
So
bars! I was waiting on it. I wanted to.
So Shaq came back and said, take your time to respond. There was no hurry. You'll never be Westbrook. Never be Curry.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
What's in your wallet? American Express or Visa? Talking like you're Braun. You ain't even Trevor Ariza.
Poor Trevor Ariza just wasn't involved in this.
Just brought in out of nowhere. I mean, well, I think we should start. Do you think Dame is good at rapping first to start it off?
Dame does.
Dame's good.
He's not. I don't think he's bad.
No, he's not. He's a quality rapper. There are plenty of rappers that are better than him, but I also don't think Dame like just rides his NBA profile to being a rapper. Like, I think he's not a bad rapper.
Le'Veon Bell, he's a rapper too.
Ooh, best sports rappers. Could that be like a...
We could debate that sometime.
Yeah, we'll have to get to that soon.
I haven't...
Back with a power ranking.
Of best athlete rappers.
Yeah, so we've got a Twister power ranking.
Uh-huh. We need to release a picture for that. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, we will.
But yeah, Le'Veon released a song with Lil Durk.
Well, I will say, Damian Lillard has two songs with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
That he's released. And there's even more that...
Yeah, what do you want to...
A lot of high stakes going on in that rap battle. Speaking of, what are your thoughts on that big MLB guy?
Yeah, so as we're recording this, the AL wildcard is going to start off in about 30 minutes here, so we can't really discuss that, but you guys will know the outcome of that when you're listening to this. But NL wildcard game was last night, Brewers-Nationals up there in D.C. It was a good game. Brewers were up 3-1 till the bottom of the eighth when the Nats scored three.
So we had a little choke action.
Yeah, it was a good game. Did either of you watch it? I know, Sut, you're not a huge baseball guy.
Yeah, I was sleeping. I'm sorry.
I watched it.
Thoughts?
Crazy. I felt so bad for the guy. I've been there. I know how he feels.
Well, do you think it took a bad hop on him?
It's baseball.
Okay, you guys are going to have to explain. What was the setting here?
Okay, so base is loaded. Nats are down the wire.
Just grip that wood.
Juan Soto chokes up. Rips the... Would have been a single, and I scored two, so probably would have tied it up.
Mm-hmm.
But left or right fielder botches it, and Juan Soto's thrown out in between second. The run scored first, though, so it's 4-3. But yeah, he completely missed the ball.
Was the final score 4-3?
Yep.
Oh, you hate to see it. You really do hate
Josh
to see
Hader,
it.
One of the best pitchers in the game, gave it up. He didn't look great. A little wild. And before that, Zimmerman went... broken bat bloop single to keep the inning alive. So the Brewers had their chances to get him out, but Nationals got, in my opinion, a little bit lucky.
I mean, to end your season off that sounds like one of those all-time just sports chokages.
It's just the wild card's such a crapshoot because you play 162 games for your season. I mean, it's exciting to watch, but as a fan...
It makes it a little more...
It's a moneymaker, which is what they did for a while, didn't they? I mean, it's a great way to make money just in terms of a high stakes game. It's going to be sold out every single year.
And it's
year.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
as a good. Fan or a player, you hate it when you're on the losing side.
Yeah, that it does suck.
I mean, it does put you at a good disadvantage for the rest because now the Nationals will come into this game with the Dodgers on Friday or Thursday. And they have a strong disadvantage of pitching. So it does provide a little bit of an advantage for the one seed, which is fair. But
yeah, which they need something. Yeah. You know? But would you rather, as a team, would you rather be the one seed or the two seed? Like, would you rather play the team coming off of the wild card momentum, or would you rather just chill and wait and play the three seed?
I think you've got to want to play the wild card game, be the one seed. Because one, you have home field advantage through the entire playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's big. Because I think baseball is one of the true sports where home field advantage means more than just crowd. You got the bottom of the ninth, batting second, it helps a lot.
True. I guess it is the only sport in terms of just straight.
Yeah.
The game actually changes
based on. No, I don't think home. The fans can affect the game as much in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Especially like they can in basketball.
Yeah.
And whereas, football, really.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely have basketball ahead of football, but both of them are just.
I mean, you saw, we talked about the Georgia Notre Dame game. I mean, that game was significantly different.
All the false starts.
Seven false starts. Are you kidding? Like,
stupid.
Imagine if you could inflict like seven strikeouts in a game based off crowd noise. Like, that'd be unheard of.
Yeah, you can't hear the ball.
Exactly.
I mean, you can definitely get some. The only thing that.
I know what you mean. It's just the. It's just such a high stakes game that it's kind of wild. Who do you think is going to win the game tonight, though?
I'm taking the – I just think Charlie Morton's going to come out strong, but
– I like the A's.
Okay.
But you see – speaking of A's, you see Chris Davis is a
switch. Yeah.
And this year he batted to, like, 58.
That's tough.
I know.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I did – it'll be down in Oakland, maybe the worst ball – CM and Tropicana, probably the two worst fields. Although the A's are supposed to be building a nice stadium, I like the Rays a tad bit more. It's kind of confusing. Rays, A's, gets a little iffy.
Let's go A's.
Yeah. So, who are you taking?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I hear your picks first so I can base them off them? See what you're trying.
I went Rays. He went A's. It's in Oakland.
You gotta. I gotta go with the home team, man. I gotta go with the A's.
Get the home field advantage.
Home field advantage.
Come on, bottom nine, baby.
Bottom nine. Bottom nine magic.
Bottom nine.
Bold prediction. I don't think it's going to go to the bottom nine. I think this game will end in the top nine.
Okay, that's fair.
So I'm going to take A's in eight.
Eight and a half.
Idiot.
Bold take.
Well, as you guys are listening to this, if you're listening to it on Thursday night, I'll be at the Braves Cardinals live from SunTrust. Maybe we'll get you guys some Instagram stories or maybe a little vlog. Maybe.
Do you think the Braves can finally get over the hump this year?
I
mean, they haven't won a DL in long. Like it's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean they had the infield loss to the Dodgers.
They can get over the hump. Last year they didn't really expect to win.
No, this year they're definitely the favored team in their series. I don't think they're favored the Dodgers yet, but that's what we're talking about next. We got the World Series predictions, so. I guess go ahead and make your picks. I mean, we talk about the Braves. I think the Braves win the first series, but I think they lose to the Dodgers. I think it's going to be Dodgers-Astros again.
I disagree. I think the Braves are going to go to the World Series.
Okay.
Meeting the Yankees there. And I think the Yankees are going to win it all.
Okay, that's fair.
If the Yankees get hot, they're winning it all. I'll tell you that.
I've got the Astros and the Braves.
Who'd you pick, Jake?
I have Astros-Dodgers again.
Again? Rematch?
Well, not a rematch. It's 2 years ago was their last time they played.
Yeah.
But I actually think the Yankees, there's a shot they lose in the first round. The Twins hit the most home runs ever as a team in the MLB. So I think with the way the Yankees pitching is, I think if the Twins can outscore the Yankees, I don't think it – obviously if they outscore them, they win. But just I think it's going to be an offensive series.
Whoever scores the most points in the game will probably win, I think.
That's how it works.
It's actually in baseball. It's not points; it's runs. But yeah, you could argue that.
That's what I'm thinking though.
Yeah, sure. Got you. But yeah, I think I'm taking the Astros just straight off pitching. Their pitching's too good, and they're a team that's built for the playoffs. So.
Gotcha.
Was we all 3-1?
I dropped this week.
You're 2-2.
I took a loss.
Okay. Me and Mac 3-1.
Yeah. Unlucky the last 2 weeks. Weeks 2 and week 4 when I haven't performed at the highest level. I'll be back though. I still like my team. I think it's a long season. I'll be good to go.
Yeah, I mean, we still have 19 going to Monday Night Football. Had James Conner, who had struggled all year, dropped a cool 20.
I'm upset because I got my first loss of the season. Dak didn't throw a single touchdown. Alvin had no touchdowns. And Adam Thielen got me one catch for 6 yards. So I hate Kirk Cousins. I have beef with Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Okay. He's my lightweight.
All right. Well, as we move into week 5, me and Mac are sitting at 3-1. Mac 2, I'm 4 in the league. Sut is down there at 5. So me and Sut are projected to play each other first round right now.
I'm excited. I just need to make the playoffs. It's been a rough couple years for me.
Yeah.
I just need to get in and let it take care of itself. But
I'm definitely in the same boat as you. Where I don't think I'm a contender this year to win it, but I think I'm a playoff team, sneak into that 6-7 spot maybe. Mm-hmm. I have gotten a little lucky, I will admit. My team doesn't put up a ton of points, but I've gotten lucky on some wins.
Speaking of lucky, Falcons aren't so lucky. You guys think that they're officially done?
I mean, it's really not looking good for the Falcons. It's frustrating, but I don't.
They just seem to get one. The offense hasn't done much, which I don't know how you. I said it before. I still don't know how you can't perform on offense with Matt Ryan, Julio, Ridley.
They have all the talent in the world.
It's just their defense tends to get hurt too. Keanu Neal obviously out for the rest of the year again.
Mm-hmm. They've had so many penalties too, like that. That definitely hasn't helped.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's looking good for them at this point, especially with, I think, the Saints and Eagles are much stronger than they are.
Yeah, the Falcons just aren't looking like a complete team. They're having so many penalties.
I don't know why I said Eagles. I'm going to say Bucks, by the way.
Bucks look good.
Yeah. East, the Bills, Patriots, little undefeated matchup, both teams 3-0 in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was ugly, but the Patriots do what they normally do, yeah. And that's just win.
Came out the win, although... Do you think the Bills? I think we all know the Patriots are top team again this year, but mm-hmm. Do you think the Bills showed that they're a legit contender?
I mean, we've talked about their D.
Didn't
that mm-hmm. is a consistent theme on this show?
Yeah,
it's talking about the Bills' D.
I just don't think that the D can just keep putting in work and Josh Rosen put him out. Nothing. I mean, he does nothing for the team. Didn't he get hurt anyways?
Yeah, I mean, the D can only stay solid for so long.
I mean, Rosen's got that dysfunction, you know, but the D's thriving, though, so...
Wait, Rosen, Allen, you mean Allen?
He's just getting nothing help from behind, I mean...
Yeah. Well, he got his concussion, got hit hard, so we'll see how long he's out, although...
I mean, they're doing a good job of getting near, they just gotta finish the job in the end zone, you know, so...
They had 4 forced fumbles, though, in the game, so... They really got after those balls.
Yeah, it was just overall a very sloppy game where the Patriots came out on top.
You don't have to come on.
Yeah, that it took a little too far there. All right, move on. Another contender.
But Josh Allen can't finish. I mean, he got hurt. He had to walk out of the game. Yeah. That's why they lost, honestly. 3 interceptions. He can't handle the ball.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Lions, another contender. They played the Chiefs really close. Went to
talk about a tight window.
I mean, I saw something about how if Patty Mahomes did that, it would have been on.
Patty, when he like looked back at the ref looking for a flag, yeah. Everyone lost their minds.
No, like, okay, like he looked behind you. It's not the hardest thing in the world.
And touchdown pass. I may be wrong, but it sounds about
no,
right.
No, it was. It was. Because
check.
Yeah, I remember looking at it in fantasy at the baseball game.
Yep.
And it was just like, Patty only has 10 points, and it's in the second half. What is going on? It was not his usual self, for sure.
But can we call, on the other side of the ball, can we call the Lions contenders?
I like them. I like their offense a lot. I haven't seen their D, but their offense certainly competes.
Yeah, I mean, Stafford's just been so average for a while in his career.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's looking like he's putting it together a little bit.
Well, he finally got a running back and carry on. Still not top tier, but he's better than what they've had between, what's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Theo Riddick.
And yeah.
Yeah.
No, they had another one.
Yeah, who was their one last year?
It was, carry on was last year, but he got hurt. They had LeGarrette Blount last year.
Sorry about it.
That's not the main one. Who's the main one?
Okay, but... Their wide receiving core in general, honestly, is pretty gross. They're pretty fine. But
I like him.
Did just get hurt, so shame on him.
Yeah, I'm not sold on them really as contenders yet, in my opinion. Like, do I think they're a good team? Yes. I don't think they're truly contending, though.
Okay, that's
just my opinion.
Yeah, I like their offense. Like Mac, I don't know too much about the D, but
I mean, they're 12-man deep, so they got 12 guys trying to make a play. Can't be any worse than Dolphins defense.
The Dolphins are so bad. Did you see on Fantasy on ESPN, like, the description of the Dolphins defense? It was like, if you went to go pick them up, it was like, why are you even thinking about doing this?
Yeah.
Like, we're assuming you're joking by looking at the Dolphins' defense.
Oh, speaking of defense, shout out Ravens, who have gotten me a lot of points in the past 2 years, and I love them, putting up -6 on me. They literally lost me this week.
Also, speaking of defense, did you know the Patriots' defense is the fourth highest score in fantasy football this year?
Yeah, I did. Just straight off that 135.
Still, though, highest score is a defense.
Still, I mean,
their cornerback, their D-backs are disgusting.
And they're also playing terrible teams for the compared to the rest of the league. So it's a little bit of both. But still, it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Three quarterbacks and then the Pats.
Moving on to Daniel Jones. Wins again. Won pretty easily, 24-3.
Daniel Dimes. Mm-hmm. Danny Dimes is ESPN calls.
He didn't particularly play too great, but they got the job done, won, so.
He looks like an accountant.
He does. That video of him walking in with a just button down and slacks and a backpack is just just screams IT guy at me.
Yeah, like, you belong in the office with Jim. Doesn't enjoy work.
It really is just another day of work for
him.
Yeah,
works in the cubicle, goes home.
Watches shows on his laptop all night.
Actually, he's not in the office. He just watches a lot of Office.
Yeah.
You know, that he just lives an average life. I could have gotten really dark there. I could have gotten really dark, but no, he does not look like an NFL quarterback, but he's 2-0, isn't he?
He is.
Impressive. Michigan
beat the Bucks and beat the... Who did they even play? Is it the Cardinals? No.
Redskins. And Dwayne Haskins looked bad.
It came in 100 yards and... I don't even know if it was 100, but 3 interceptions.
I'm not going to lie. I was never really sold on him at Ohio State.
I was.
He's insane. He's good, and he's going to be our future.
So, Mac is a Redskins fan, if you don't know.
That sounded like a lot of just hopefulness and not necessarily truth to that.
I'd rather have him than Daniel, honestly.
Ooh.
Just wait. Mark my quote that. Put that on Instagram, honestly.
Oh, write it down. What time are we at?
31-5.
I'd rather have Dwayne than Daniel Jones. That's my quote.
That's cap.
I disagree.
Okay.
Well, it's not cap because I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just disagree.
Yeah, okay. We talked a little bit about the Ravens defense. Browns finally played well.
They finally put it together.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb had that huge touchdown.
Yeah, it was 88 yards.
88 yards.
He ran all over them.
That's just fantasy production off one play right there.
Yeah.
What I liked about it was OBJ did nothing really in the game, and Jarvis kind of took over, which was finally good because Jarvis has been doing awful this year.
But he also got hurt towards the end of the game.
He did, but he did get 7 receptions for 180 yards.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, if they can continue to play like that, I think the Browns can make run of the playoffs. I still don't think they're Super Bowl contenders just because of the youth on the team, but they can make a run. Another surprising team.
That was terrible.
Do you have a better one?
I mean, it was good to see the Browns finally put it together a little bit, you know, just with all the noise. Like, I know, I'm just saying, I'm just wrapping it up in conclusion, just to see them finally. In total.
To wrap it up.
Nevertheless. I don't think that's one.
Speaking of one.
No.
I lost my chair.
It's just finally, after just all the hype they've made, for them to actually go out and do something and look decent doing it. It was good.
Yep. Another surprising team, the Bucks, went down to L.A., surprised the Rams. Jameis Winston finally looked like a halfway decent NFL quarterback.
That's my guy right there, famous Jameis.
So, do you think the Bucks are for real?
I like the Bucks.
I do too, actually.
I like their offense.
I do too.
Jameis Winston, charismatic leader.
They're kind of the same boat as the Lions for me.
I agree.
The team is mediocre. Mm-hmm. Got a good wide receiver core.
Running backs are pretty average, too.
Their defense is like...
Okay, hit or miss.
We'll get you 2 points a game. We won't get slaughtered, but we'll get you a sack and maybe a pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it really all comes down to Jameis. Because the talent is there on offense.
Stafford or Jameis, who you like better?
To take right now?
Yeah.
Like, to start your franchise?
Yeah.
Jameis. He's younger...
Just this season?
Yeah.
Okay, this season.
This season?
Fact checking the age there.
Go ahead. I'd rather have Jameis.
You would?
I think I'm still taking Stafford.
Yourself?
You see, this is hard because my brain is telling me Stafford, but my heart is telling me Jameis. And you know what? You got to follow the heart. I'm going to take Jameis.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what it wants. Somebody sings that.
Yeah. You took Jameis? Yeah. Okay. I like Jameis, just the turnovers. Until he proves me that he's going to do that on a weekly basis and turn it down.
Both of them, for the most part, are pretty inconsistent.
Yeah.
I had Stafford as my main fantasy quarterback either last year or the year before, and it was extremely frustrating. It was not fun.
Speaking of frustrating, Cowboys-Saints game, low scoring, low impact, no star players really broke out.
No Drew Brees. But
no one really built the bridge to score the touchdown like Teddy Bridgewater. Everyone fell in the water. Had no time to build the bridge. Alvin did terrible. Dak did terrible.
McCaffrey was a better pick.
Honestly, I think if they played again, Cowboys would destroy them.
McCaffrey was a better pick.
I don't care.
Bridgewater has held his own, though.
He has.
He's got a win against the Seahawks and the Cowboys now, who are two legit contenders.
You know what, McCaffrey? I don't want to wish on him, but he's getting overused, man. And you know it. We all know it.
Mm-hmm. He had a beast game. He dropped me 29.
Beast.
He's so good. Oh, my gosh. McCaffrey's so nice on fantasy. I got a little greedy because I was losing, and I was wanting him to get up to the 40s, but I realized I couldn't ask that of him. When you're touching 30 pretty much every week.
You can talk about the better pick to Venti, but not me for taking Saquon. So, because you had the pick before me, so you can't.
Really, I had the best pick in the top three.
I know, and that's why I say you can say that to Venti.
Yeah, but you were still questioning my pick about taking McCaffrey.
Because I wanted McCaffrey. That's why I questioned your pick. It's reverse psychology.
From an unbiased standpoint, I think McCaffrey was a better pick.
I got a lot of hate on draft day for that. A lot of people going, why? I would take Kamara. Why?
Why?
Yeah, shut up.
I do remember your exact quotes. I don't know if I like McCaffrey as my RB1. He doesn't seem that type.
Yeah, and he didn't. But then I trusted my gut, and I've been proved right.
Sir?
What you got for us next, Jakey?
We got upset of the week, just reviewing our picks before we get into a little college football from last week.
Upset of the week review, correct?
Yes, not picks yet.
Yeah.
We'll get that a little bit later. But me and Mac both pulled it out. I won a Friday night game, took Arizona State over... No.
Suck it, Sonny.
Mac might have had the weakest pick of all time, picking a number 24 ranked team going on the road to a team just outside of the top 25.
Hey, play smarter, not harder.
Who, on this show, we're not going to find it, but we could also directly quote him saying, I don't care about the standings, I'm just going to pick the biggest upset so I can call it right.
So we've got in a hole, I needed a win. I already got the win, so I needed another win.
Okay.
But I will start making those outrageous picks. I don't get pooped on, as the kids say, so.
As the kids say. Quote that. Jeez.
Yep.
Jake, you went with the Pac-12 Friday night game, right?
Yeah, I stick to my Pac-12 games.
I stick to the Pac-12.
As I said.
Because it's so unpredictable.
Cannibalize themselves every year. So I took Arizona State over 15 Cal Friday night game.
Friday night lights.
The Sun Devil squeaked one out.
Speaking of the Sun Devils, did you ever see that video of Mike Leach talking about mascots in the Pac-12 fighting each other?
Yeah, I did see that.
I probably did.
So funny.
He's such a character. Yeah. He's a great guy.
Mike Leach or Bill Walton? Who do you like better?
Mike Leach.
Mike.
Yeah, I do too. Bill Walton's annoying. When Bill Walton gets on those basketball games, like those Pac-12 games, like, you're just trying to sit down and just watch the game, and he'll just be talking about, like, animals on outer space or something, and it's like, dude, shut up.
I'd like to see Mike Leach in the NFL. I don't think he'll ever make it, because I don't think anyone wants to hire him, but just... So many players would want to play for him.
Oh, I know.
I think the Redskins should hire him once they fire John Gruden, because I'm done with that man.
Jay Gruden, you mean? Oh, don't even know your own team. Gosh.
Pathetic. Sorry. Call yourself a fan.
Been watching too much.
Speaking of calling yourself a fan, Sutt, you're
the Tar Heels. You're a Heels
fan. I was also an honorary Heels fan for the week. Tar Heel Nation for life.
And It was a proud week to be a Tar Heel.
It was. I was proud of my boys.
Valiant effort. I thought they competed really well. The defense played phenomenally. Sam Howell had a great game. I think I was okay with them going for two. I really was.
No, I was
that
fine.
That didn't bother
with...
me. Originally, I tried to numb the pain by thinking the play call wasn't that bad. Uh-huh. After looking back at it, the play call was awful.
Well, yeah, as myself being a true Tar Heel fan,
right? Just in the Carolina family.
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to just look at it from a good perspective. And Mack Brown, he's the true leader of the Carolina Blue, and I like him as
Mac
a coach.
Mac is back.
Yeah, I love Mac. So, I think it was a great hire for our team, and the boys look good this week. I can't argue with it. I know going in the year, I was a little doubting the Tar Heels. But
true fans would never doubt the Heels.
Well, as a true fan, you're able to look at it as you can doubt them, just because you want to be honest with yourself. And, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised with how the boys have came out and played this year. I'm proud of them.
Well, I mean, they obviously had the great 2-0 start and then disappointing losses, or controversial loss, really, to Wake Forest when they couldn't stop the clock. And then just a flat-out tough loss to Appalachian State, which I kind of saw coming. But, no, the Clemson effort was one that I didn't see coming. Clemson was, like, 30-point favorites, I think, like 28. Ish point favorites, but I think they should have went for two. I like it when you have the number one team on the ropes at your home place and you just go for it, you know, just for the kill. Okay with that? Just run.
See,
it.
I also like to argue that where if you've got them on the ropes at home, you've already got a little momentum where maybe you should just take it to overtime and test your chances there.
Nah.
Well, I'll go for it. Yeah, I just think if you ask yourself before the game as a coach, if you say, if we get 1 2-point conversion, we win.
That's saying like
I think you just take that in every scenario.
Did I leave it all on the line?
Yeah.
Like we're expecting to lose, why not go for it?
Yeah, like if that shot to win is right there, I think you just go ahead and take it. Play call sucked, but it's whatever.
I just don't understand why my coaches like they just didn't give my boy Howell a lot of options there.
Well, I mean, it's funny because they really did run an option, but I know what you mean.
But it just wasn't well run. I like more of a bootleg type play where you got some blockers. They had no one in front of them.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried to run like a misdirection.
It was a design run. It wasn't a design pass.
Right.
Where I like a design pass in that situation.
I do too. I mean, it's whatever. And I guess the only thing that you could argue that they shouldn't have gone for two is our defense played really, really well.
Yeah.
And like Trevor Lawrence did not look good. Like
he hasn't looked good all year.
I know. But I'm saying continuing, the North Carolina defense really got to him.
Yeah, speaking of defense, they were really, really all over the field. North Carolina is stopping them. But Justin Fields, quarterback Ohio State.
We weren't done.
Top
yeah.
five team.
We just were still talking.
We were still talking about our team over here.
I still think that they're a top five. I think they're a top team.
You think Carolina's a top team?
Ohio State's got one of the best defenses they've had in a while with Chase Young. Something they haven't really had, and they're looking good this year. So I think they are a top team.
Yeah, but I mean, the Tar Heels, the defense played well the game. You know, I was going in the game, didn't think they were going to win, but
I'm
surprised. Well, I'm sure Mack Brown will have our boys back and ready. We'll be
We've got
cheering on the Carolina Blue.
We've got Georgia Tech this week.
Yep.
Which needs to be a win.
It has to be a win. If you lose that, the season's over.
Georgia Tech lost to Temple 24-2.
And they lost to the Citadel.
They lost to Temple 24-2. But Temple 24-2.
Yeah, I think
they basically got shut out.
Saying that Ohio State blew out Nebraska. I mean, that team was really hyped up, and they really just put on the bat and shut up.
Okay, I actually will talk about that game for a minute because why was it game day?
We don't know.
Such a bad game day pick.
We've been saying it the entire time. Nebraska is not good.
Yeah,
like I've said at least 3 times, they're just not good.
They hype up Martinez way too much.
And Scott Frost, like he did. I said it before. I don't know
how
you
understand. You did. I actually remember you saying
this. 4-18 from last year
with the same
coach.
Doesn't
go.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it's so much better this year.
Adrian Martinez had.
Wow. I'm gonna give you some creds, Jake. I actually remember. That was direct. That was good.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Mac. I'm sorry. Dude, that was like one of the best predictions we've had in the show. Saying Nebraska was gonna suck.
Yeah. We'll find that quote.
Martinez had 47 yards and 3 interceptions.
Tough day in the office for him. One argument you think Ohio State runs the score up too much?
No.
No. I don't care about that.
It's... I don't care either. We had an argument at school. I was arguing with Pierce and Lucas. They were saying how Ohio State isn't that good. They just run the score up and that, like, they just haven't played anyone, so they don't think they're legit yet, which, I mean, from everything I've seen from Fields, he looks like one of the top three quarterbacks in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, no, he's looked very, very good. He's looked legit. Not as good. The best quarterback in the nation right now so far has to be Jalen Hurts, doesn't it? With how he's been playing. Like, I know they haven't played anyone, really.
I'd still argue Fields has been a little better.
I like Hurts.
Dude, give me Hurts. Hurts has been unbelievable.
I think in the long run, Hurts is going to be better, but I think Fields so far, just they haven't played anyone, so his stats are a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But they've both been solid. Do you think we see the third straight Heisman out of Oklahoma?
Yes.
I do too, honestly. The way it's looking right now, as long as Oklahoma just keeps winning games, like they don't even have to, like they can still afford a loss, like just with the number he's putting up, especially being in the Big 12. And I love the demeanor that he brought from him with Alabama. Like, you can just tell he played for Saban for all those years.
I'm still looking for that rematch, too.
That would be phenomenal television. Oklahoma versus Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Possible playoff.
That's
great.
You know they're
going to playoff game.
You know they're going to put them together in the first round. You know it. They'll find some way.
I said that, too, in the first season that I was looking for.
Yeah.
First episode. But one thing... What was I going to say?
Doesn't Bama not have as good as a defense as they usually do?
Well, they've had a few injuries.
Still, if they didn't, and it's just an offensive shootout the whole game, that'd be such a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the thing we were talking about Hurts with Heisman, the one thing that makes him is I was thinking Trevor Lawrence was going to be a clear favorite for it, and he just hasn't played well. So
yeah, and
that helps Hurts a lot.
Yeah, and with T-Law, I mean, neither of them have played great. Yeah, we're tight like that. I call him T-Law. I mean, neither of them have played, like, phenomenal competition, but, like, you can still look good while doing it, obviously.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Trevor hasn't... I think they've blown out... They blew out Georgia Tech.
They're just getting by.
But it's ugly. It's like an... I guess... I don't know if you can call it blowout ugly, but to me, it's ugly blowouts.
I mean, he's just not looking crisp. He's not making all the throws. He's not putting up big numbers, and that's exactly what Hurts is doing, so...
It feels doing the same.
Yeah, I don't mean to disrespect Fields. Fields is definitely doing the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, Tua's still, he's having a great year, so he's still up there for Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Taylor is looking good again. Ran all over Ohio State 2 weeks ago. Michigan.
Yeah.
But this couple of upcoming weeks, a little dry again for college football. So we've got Auburn.
Really disappointing. You'd think there'd be just more good matchups, but there's...
Yeah.
Really not.
I'm still waiting for the nice... I mean, it's still, tomorrow's a high of 96 for October 3rd, so I'm still waiting for those nice, cool fall days to come in. But
You were not really into, like, that football fall feeling, I know what you mean.
No, so.
Yeah, a lot of the ranked teams are playing, there's a good Big Ten game, Iowa versus Michigan,
mm-hmm.
14 versus 19. I mean, that would be a good one.
I don't think it's necessarily be a good game, but a game to look out for, Ohio State, Michigan State, just to see if Ohio State's real. I think that's their first big test of the year, so that'll be.
But, I mean, the one game we definitely firmly have on the schedule as a big one will be Auburn, Florida.
Yeah.
That's looking like a clash of the Titans in week six.
Yeah, Auburn's 3-point favorite. Now, I was really down on Florida.
He's so bad.
Like, I don't understand how the coaches didn't see to change this.
That Florida played Miami.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so bad. And then looking back on it, a lot of that really was to do with Felipe. Like, Felipe sucked.
No, he's just not good.
But Trask is showing some promise. I think Auburn's going to win this game still.
I like Auburn.
I do, too. It's in the swamp. So, should be a rowdy crowd there. 3:30.
Yeah, Mac, we can't just hide that one. That was pretty obvious.
Mac is the king of just making noise, whether it's bodily noises or just with his mouth. Mac is always making some sort of noise.
The monkey noise is legendary.
The monkey noise is... We'll slip that into a podcast at some point.
Let's just start it with one.
Okay, yeah.
Can we start this podcast with a monkey noise?
No.
Dude, I don't know if I can... I can't... We can't, like, not tell him it's coming and then just comes in. Can you imagine if you're in your car thinking you're getting us and then that comes on? Like, I think you'd legitimately be terrified.
You would.
It's a monkey.
It is terrifying. Oh, it's so funny, though.
Well, maybe we'll post it on the Instagram.
Yeah. Let's post it on the Instagram over one of Mac's quotes.
You think they would be upset if that just came on randomly?
Dude, yes. I'd be so scared.
They would be upset.
I would be upset, too.
Of the week.
Upset.
I think that'll take us into our upset of the week.
Upset of the week.
Upset of the week.
Let's roll our intro.
Upset of the week.
Yeah. Of the week. All right, let's kick off this week's upset of the week. Mac, do you want to kick us off?
Am I the first one to pick? Is that the order?
Sure, yeah. Well, no, we haven't picked the order yet, but you can go ahead and go first.
Go ahead and pick the order. I'll just stall. All
right. So, so we're going to do the...
I thought I was going to stall so you could...
Okay.
Anyways, pretty dry week. Not gonna lie. We have talked about that.
I'll go first if no one wants to.
I'll go first if no one wants to.
Hey.
I'm randomizing lists right now.
Okay.
So what we're going to do we're going to do...
Whatever order this comes up is what we need to do upset of the week for, because we're doing that first.
I'm saying that, but then I'm saying reverse. For the rest, it's going to move up one slot. So for over under, if you're second here, you go first.
Okay, fine.
All right. So Sub Mac Jake is a list for this.
Okay, fine.
Okay, go ahead.
That means one of my big threes is going to get taken. It's whatever.
Go ahead.
Even though they always feel like they're included in our upset picks, I have to take Cincinnati over UCF. I knew you were going to be looking at that one.
No, I like that pick.
Cincinnati's at home against number 18, UCF. UCF's only a 4-point favorite on the road. I've got to take the... and they have the cool field this week. Did you see that?
Dick.
It is so cool. It's like Boise State, just so much better.
Just the green around it makes it look better, too.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Just off having the idea of that field is enough to make me take Cincinnati at home versus UCF this week. So that's my upset pick.
Okay. Mac, your turn.
Give me one second. I'm still looking.
Okay, so I'm jumping you then. But it doesn't affect the rest of the list. That's your fault.
I'm ready.
Okay, go.
My upset of the week, and I'm going big and bold here because that's who I am. I'm picking West Virginia over Texas.
Okay. There could have been a lot worse than that.
Matchup. I like Texas a lot, though, but...
I thought you were going to go Tennessee over Georgia. Excuse me. All right. I'm going to stay in the Big 12. I'm going to take Texas Tech over Oklahoma State. It's a bad week for these. There's just not a lot of... You have these type of...
5-point favorite. Yeah. You can't pick against that, I know.
So, I'll take Texas Tech. All right, Mac. Winter Olympic sports. You're up first.
Is this our over-under?
It is.
All right. Can we do overrated first?
Sure.
Ice skating. Figure skating.
Okay, that's what I was going to take.
Alex, too.
That sucks balls. It's horrible to watch. I could do that in my sleep.
Okay.
What's your overrated, Jakey?
I'm going to take cross-country skiing.
Okay.
It's just boring. It's not... No excitement to it, so... Yeah, I'll take that.
My overrated is going to be the bobsleigh.
Really? I love it.
You love that?
I think it's cool, bobsleigh.
Okay.
Just, they move so fast. You ever seen... just go ahead.
I don't know. I'm not buying into the hype. A lot of people think it's really cool. I don't. I just think I don't see a lot of the skill in it.
I don't think there is much. I don't understand. I'm sure there's got to be some way where they're directing the bobsled. Right, I don't know what it is.
It looks more like just...
Wait.
Yeah, it just looks more like a crapshoot.
I think it's cool. They fly down the track.
Oh, they go so fast, but I just don't see the value in it. I don't know. I'm just not sold. I think it's a little overrated.
My underrated is biathlon. I think that's awesome how they basically do the cross country and then you got to shoot. And then come back. It's just kind of intense to watch because they're pushing and shoving when they're doing the running, Biathlon.
Okay. I'll go second with my underrated. Everyone loves a good classic alpine skiing down the hill.
Right.
Just a good classic. I'm gonna go freestyle skiing. They go off a big jump.
Completely different.
They go danger involved too, which is always fun.
My underrated most deserves a bigger place in sport is the half pipe snowboarding.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's like snowboarders. Yeah, I'm saying epic again because I think it perfectly embodies the sport where they just go down the ramp and they're flying and doing so many tricks in the snow. Like, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of passion.
Passion.
Yes, sir.
Big three.
You're about 50 minutes late, so it's also his fault.
Imagine asking someone, hey, weeks, and then that person not showing up until like 6:50.
Yeah. Yeah, he picked a time and still showed up 15 minutes late.
Yeah, who did that?
You.
I showed up 5%, so come on.
Just want a quick update.
We're never going to rush our listeners.
AL Wildcard is live. First pitch of the game, or first at bat. Rays went yard, so it's 1-0 Rays in the top of the first. So yeah.
Crazy.
Go away, baby.
Fixing to be another good game. Similar to last night where Grandal went yard, 2-run homer in the first inning too.
Awesome. Patterns repeating itself.
Yep, so we can watch that. Let's go ahead and move on to Big Three. I'm up first. So we're doing the Big Three.
What's the order? Me.
It's me, you, Mac.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, sleepover activities.
All time.
So we're mainly looking at like the elementary school days when you were a young lad, what you were doing at your sleepovers. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and go first.
Okay.
I'm going to take dares. Just a good classic, just...
Okay.
Like giving each other dares.
So broad.
Yeah. But no, you know what he means.
Yeah. Like did you ever go downstairs and like spin a bottle or something and whoever landed on had to do some dare?
Yeah. Very good stuff.
So that's my pick.
I'm going to go with telephone.
Okay.
And it's like a group sleepover game. Telephone is just a classic that cannot be overlooked. So I'm going to take telephone.
Okay.
All right. My first pick is Nerf War. A Nerf gun war. I mean, come on, that got intense.
I was never big into Nerf with my friends.
I was so big in it.
That's fair.
Chicago boy.
I had every gun.
Chi-Town always playing with the guns.
Southside.
We got our Glocks.
Yeah, right, we do.
Take your second pick.
My second pick is hoop. You know, okay. Before it gets dark out, you just a little basketball game in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Maybe lower the hoop, get the dunking going.
Okay. I'm going to go with deep conversations.
Okay.
Everyone gets into that when it's dark, you know, and it's just like, hey, we've got nothing to lose. I can't see you. You can't see me. Let's just talk about something really deep.
That's what I was going to – I wasn't going to pick it, but me – I told you guys before where, like, me, Tyler, and Kate, we used to always sleep over. It's just a thing. And we just always – we call it the talk, where we'd basically just, like, we'd be lying down and we'd just talk – deep conversation for like good hours on end.
Yeah, deep conversations are important.
All right, so hunt.
Okay.
Just good classic game of manhunt outside when it's dark.
You need enough people.
You get a solid 5v funny childhood game, it's better than that. In the dark, a good game of manhunt.
I agree.
Nothing beats it. All right, and then my list, though. I got to pick between. I'll take late night swimming.
Swim.
Yeah,
classic.
Just a good night swim in the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Just good time. Maybe a little pool basketball. Just
okay.
Some good fun.
I have two that I really like, and both of these I probably should have picked over telephone in the first round. But I'm going to have to go with making food at 3 a.m.
Okay.
Good pick.
Just like that, you get hungry when you're up so late, and it's like you got to sneak down the kitchen and just finesse some stuff. Just feeding yourself.
Just
like
the thrill of it.
Yeah, just the exactly. 100%.
My third pick is a little scandalous, but Ding Dong Ditch.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Classic.
Are you explaining?
Yeah, can I explain?
Yeah.
Just the thrill of, we would ring it, instead of like running, sometimes you just lay flat in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the cops called on us one time.
Wow, crazy kids.
And instead of running back to the house, we ran on the street, and so... as they're looking through the streets, they just see like a pack of like 12 kids just walking, and their asses were like, no, we didn't do anything.
Nice.
But fun way to pass time. Really know who's the winners and the losers, who's the fast runners and who's not.
Honorable mention?
I've got video games.
Oh, yeah. I had laughing at random times. Like while you were asleep, you know, and it's just someone bursts out laughing. It's like it's contagious.
Drawing or pranking someone, whoever falls asleep first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of places you could take that one.
Movies, always a good option.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Sleeping without a blanket, because the guest doesn't give out
anything. Or just finding a random object to put on top of you as your blanket.
A sweatshirt, a...
Oops, pillow that's way too small.
Just carpet floor. Just the feeling of carpet floor sleeping brings back memories.
I'm trying to think. What else did we...
Just sleeping with another guy in his bed. Yeah. You want to just end it on
that? Not that it's a better activity, but snow sleepovers are always the best sleepovers.
Just when there's snow involved?
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's nowhere to go.
Like, you're stuck there inside. Yeah. You go outside for a good hour and then you come in. You have to dry out. You throw all your stuff in the dryer and you go hang out downstairs while you're waiting for it to...
The warm basement.
Sipping some hot cocoa.
Yeah. It's a good time. Ping pong is always a good option.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff at sleepovers.
I think it was a pretty solid, solid pick there.
Sword fights in the bathroom.
Crossing
All right, guys. What we got?
Saving water, baby.
What are we doing this week? This weekend?
So we hyped it up last episode. Didn't work out.
Going to Clemson, baby.
Going to Clemson on Sunday. So you should hear one of the interviews. We'll, I don't think it really matters which one's which, but look for that. We'll probably post another vlog. It should be a good time.
We'll put out a lot of content.
The plan is just a nice boys' day where we go down and interview some. Check out Clemson. I mean, I want to try and go. We'll be in the basketball facility to interview, but I think I'd like to go to the football facility and just see if we can look at it. I've heard it's cool.
Got a lot of other big interviews on the way. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. Bush League fam.
Make sure you go drop us a 5 stars on iTunes.
You want to post something with that on Instagram?
Yeah, like, I'll post a story right now.
Let's do a post about it.
Okay, that's fair.
Deuces.
We out.